Turning 100 years is a big deal. Kuhio Lewis, who's with the Native Hawaiian Civic Clubs, talks about the centennial celebration, and it's all thanks to Prince Jonah Kuhio, who we will honor with a holiday next week.
Actually, the first Hawaiian Civic Club was created in 1918 in December. So we decided, rather than just celebrate in December, we'd celebrate all year. So we're here marking the 100-year celebration of the first civic club that was founded by Prince Jonah Kuhio Kalaniana'ole, and that's the Hawaiian Civic Club of Honolulu. And that club, as a result of that, which is referenced or referred to as the Mother Club, came the many other clubs to follow over the years. So now you have over 50 Hawaiian Civic Clubs spread around the United States.
And you folks really step up to submit testimony, to really kind of rally the community around important Hawaiian issues.
Yeah, so the Civic Club is actually responsible for some key legislation that have really advanced Native Hawaiians, one of which is the charter school movement that we have. That was really off the backs of activism from grassroots leadership from a multitude of organizations, but mainly from the Hawaiian Civic Club movement. They were big advocates on funding, federal funding for Native Hawaiians. So their voices lent to continued federal support to support Native Hawaiian education, health, housing programs. And until today, 100 years later, their voice is very active, very lively at the legislature.
And literacy was so important to our ali'i to make
Absolutely.
Sure that our Native people, you know, could read and write and get a good education.
Absolutely. I think the civic clubs have really fulfilled and continue to fulfill the vision that was set forth by our ali'i, particularly Prince Kuhio, who's more of a, you know, he was more of a modern ali'i at the time. He understood how to navigate American politics. And as a result of his navigation skills, two major milestones. There's actually was a number of them, but two major ones. That was, of course, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, or the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act, I should say, where we have over 220,000 acres dedicated for homesteading purposes for Native Hawaiians. And then you have the Civic Club, the Hawaiian Civic Club movement. So those two huge organizations, they continue to provide for the Native Hawaiian community. And it was all off of the foresight and vision of Prince Kuhio.
And a lot of folks think that Prince Kuhio doesn't get enough credit.
I think I can tell you one thing, is he, of course, when we think of the Hawaiian monarchy, we think of those last reigning monarchs, our queens and our kings. But the prince really understood, in light of the situation where we are today, we need to figure out how to overcome and how to navigate the American politics. So he is more, again, of a modern version of how Hawaiian advocacy has evolved since the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom. So for the whole month of March, and even into April, in the whole month of March, because this is his birth month, there are a number of activities that have already that are going on now that have happened already. But the big ones is actually this Saturday. Free admission to Bishop Museum starting at 12 p.m. There'll be top-line entertainment, Josh Totofi, you have Kuipu Kumukahi, Weldon Kikaoha, many others. There'll be Hawaiian games. There'll be informational booths. There'll be food. It'll be a big celebration. And, of course, the museum, in partnership with us, have open their doors so you can walk the halls of the Hawaiian Hall there, and learn about our history, our culture, and its evolution.
So big party on the lawn, and
yep.
Then open doors to the museum. That's terrific.
Yep. I wanted to add, in addition to this Saturday's big celebration, there will be the Prince Kuhio Parade, which is an annual parade through Waikiki, starts at Saratoga, ends at Kapiolani Park. That's March 30th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and this is a grassroots parade. It's traditionally been and featured a lot of our local community organizations, our Ahahui Society, our civic clubs will be present, as well as homestead from across Oahu. So Lots to look forward to this month to honor and celebrate our Prince Kuhio.
What about for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, well, we have Olelo Hawaii classes going on this month too, as well as we just decided recently that we were going to extend it. So we launched this month free Olelo Hawaii classes, and we have a nice partnership going on with Kamakana Ali'i Mall in Kapolei. So the Hawaiian language classes are actually happening at the center court of the mall, which is pretty amazing. It's the largest shopping mall on the Leeward Coast, and they're having Olelo Hawaii classes at their center stage. And I just want to add, what makes it even more nice is that they actually broadcast the class on their PA system throughout the whole mall. So if you're shopping at Macy's, you can be hearing the class going on. So beautiful partnership there. We're also doing Olelo Hawaii classes out in Waialua, at the Waialua Courthouse. So again, part of the annual celebration, we're doing Olelo Hawaii classes. Throughout the rest of the year, you know, we have the annual conventions coming up, the Hawaiian Civic Club convention, that's in November. And you have some other activities happening on other islands as well. Actually, to get the most updated information on all that's being planned, you can go to kuhiocelebration.com and see all of the activities. And that calendar will be populated and updated as things finalize.
Okay, and I was just wondering, about the neighbor islands, because the civic clubs have a presence really on all the islands, yeah?
Correct. Every island has a council, and under those councils are individual clubs. So Maui has some activities, Lahaina, I believe that's coming up this weekend as well, the 23rd and 24th, under the Lahaina Banyan Tree. Kauai, I believe they just had activities last week. There's lei draping ceremonies there as well. And Hawaii Island has some activities. So you can go to that website and get up-to-date information as it becomes available on what's happening, not only this month, which is the big month of activities, but also what is being planned for the rest of the year.
Will there be smaller parades on the neighbor islands?
They typically do. I think I don't know that any of it has been ironed down as of yet, but I suspect every island will do something to honor Kuhio. Especially within the homestead communities as well.
Anything else that you think would be good to note just in advance of Kuhio Day and the special
year? I think we just want to encourage everyone to come and join in on the festivities, activities. Civic clubs have, they've always been an integral part of our society here in Hawaii. And celebrate with us, celebrate the month, get to know Prince Kuhio, all he stood for. At Bishop Museum, starting for going forward, Bishop Museum this Saturday starts at 12 till closing. You can check out the museum for free, as well as the great entertainment lineup. And then on the 30th, the end of the month, the Prince Kuhio Parade in Waikiki.
That was Kuhio Lewis talking about his namesake, Prince Kuhio, and the centennial celebration of the Native Hawaiian Civic Clubs, which the Royal created a century ago.